Hi, this is Dave and Mel from the Braillists Foundation, and welcome back to Braille for Beginners, Lesson 5. Mel, which letters are we covering this time?
We are covering R, X, F, and P. Now, the letters R and X are going to be on page 10 of our resources, and the next two, F and P, are going to be on page 11.
Okay, so just four letters. Is there anything we need to bear in mind from the previous lesson?
I think, again, as long as there's been plenty of practice, as long as you're comfortable with all the other letters, because the more we add, if there is a little bit of a problem with some of them, it could get a little bit frustrating. So make sure you're really confident with all the other letters. Make sure you're happy with your tracking before we move on.
And we've started talking a bit more about using sight words. So remembering letters in context as part of a word. Maybe you can write your name with the letters that we've learned so far, or perhaps part of your address or something familiar to you. And all of those things can help reinforce the learning.
They certainly can. And also, maybe by now you could make the odd label for around your home. So if you're touching these letters regularly every day, even if they're on some coffee or tea or something, it's a good way of just feeling these letters.
Excellent. Okay, so let's focus in then on our new letters for this time.
Here we go then with the letter R, dots 1, 2, 3, and 5. This all the way up and down the left-hand side of the cell. This time the bar is across the middle of the cell, though, with that dot 5. So we've had a V, haven't we, with the bar across the bottom. This time the bar is definitely across the middle. And I wonder, I suppose if we're really stretching it a bit, like a print, small letter R goes across and to the right, doesn't it? Up and to the right a little bit. But yeah, bar definitely across the middle. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, and the shape overall points to the right as well, to the right-hand side. Yes. So it's sort of facing the right. So hopefully that helps to remember.
Mm-hmm. So the next letter then on the next line of our resources. I love this letter and it's a nice, easy one to feel. It's the letter X. It starts 1, 3, 4, and 6. This really does feel like a bar across the top of the cell, bar across the bottom of the cell with nothing in the middle. Little train tracks. I always say train tracks, but you've probably got a better way of describing it.
I imagine it a little bit like the print X, and I imagine a dot at the end of each of the sort of the spokes, if that's the right word, for the print letter X.
Oh, yes. So what could this get confused with then? Probably maybe the M or the U, if you weren't really concentrating, do you think?
Yeah, possibly. And again, you know, think about a word like, I don't know, exit, for example, you know, and that might help you remember the shape of the X. You might liken it to the G, but of course the G, all four dots are clustered together, whereas in the X, they're kind of spread out at the top and the bottom.
Definitely. You can definitely feel this gap in the middle. And make sure that you can feel the top and the bottom of the letter using your finger pad, so you're not going up and down with using, you know, your edge of your finger or the end of your finger. So that's the R and the X. We have a mixture of R's and X's on the next line, and I'm sure you'll be able to tell the difference between those because they are very different shapes. Then the next line again, we have them with the old letters. So there's some G's in there, there's some M's in there. So a few things to possibly trip you up, but hopefully not. Then we have three lines of words. First one practicing the letter R. Sorry, two lines I should have said, not three, because we've only got two letters on this page. So the first word on the R line is air, A-I-R. And the next line, words practicing the letter X. The first one on the line is axe, A-X-E. Finally, we have three sentences on the bottom of that page.
Okay, let's talk about writing those letters, Mel.
Right, so get our fingers into position. And first of all, the letter R. So that's all three fingers on our left hand and the middle finger on our right hand. The letter X, index fingers and ring fingers on both hands.
Okay, so we are halfway through. We've introduced two letters. We've got two more this lesson.
We have this time F and P, and we move on to page 11 on our resources. First, the letter F. This is a corner shape. So dots 1, 2, and 4. So this is our F. Now, an F in print does go up and to the right, I would reckon. It helps to remember it. Do you think so?
Yeah, and I once heard a little rhyme that you can use to help with all the corner shapes, which is friendly dogs jump high. So if you get used to writing that sentence, friendly dogs jump high, then that can reinforce those corner shapes and remind you how each of them work. And you will need our next letter to write the word jump, of course.
You certainly will. And you've just taught me something because I'd never heard of that. So it just shows you're never too old to learn. The next letter, the letter P, dots 1, 2, 3, and 4. A definite tall shape again, but this time the bar is across the top. So we had it with the bar at the bottom for the V, didn't we? And the bar across the middle for the R. But this time, definitely bar going across the top of the shape.
I think of this as being very much like the print letter P, because you've got that sort of horizontal line on the left and then a bit sticking out at the top right.
Yes, so there we are with F and P. Just as normal, the resource page, we have a mixture of Fs and Ps. That's sometimes a little bit difficult because, of course, the F, the P is almost like a longer version of the F. So make sure you can distinguish between the F and the P on the next line. If you're happy with those, you move down the page where we introduce some of the old letters again. Still spaces between, so nice and easy to read, hopefully. Then we have two lines of words, one practicing the letter F, and the first word, as an example on that line, is flag, F-L-A-G. Then the next line, words practicing the letter P, and the first one on that line is ape, A-P-E. Finally, on this page of our resources, we have three sentences for further practice.
Shall we talk about how we would write those letters?
Okay, so fingers into position on our pretend Braille keyboard. We have the F first of all, dots 1, 2, and 4. That's index and middle fingers on our left hand and index finger on our right hand. Then we have the P, dots 1, 2, 3, and 4. All three fingers on the left hand and index finger on the right hand.
Okay, so let's recap the four letters introduced in this lesson.
We had the R, dots 1, 2, 3, and 5, X, 1, 3, 4, and 6, F, 1, 2, and 4, and the P, 1, 2, 3, and 4.
Excellent. Well, we are nearly there. Just one more lesson of letters before we go off into other things. What can we expect next time, Mel?
Next time we are going to have W, Z, Q, and also some punctuation.
Okay, so just three letters and some basic punctuation to help you with writing sentences. That's brilliant. Mel, thank you so much. From the Braillist Foundation, I've been Dave, and until next time, bye for now.